I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Many fear the Muslim Brotherhood could hijack Egypt's revolution, but one organization says there's hope for Christians in that predominantly Muslim nation. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says Christians have set aside the next 3 days for fasting and prayer, that the revisions in the Constitution won't shut out Christians. Despite the questions, Rodehaver says there seems to be a spirit of revival in the church. There are ways you can help. We've got details at our website. And the Ivory Coast election dispute between the presidential incumbent and rival Alassane Ouattara continues. Wycliffe Bible Translator's Ivory Coast partner Mark Dotson says due to the increasing violence, their team has temporarily relocated to Senegal. Dotson says the move has disrupted some of their Bible translation work, but the Nationals are moving forward. Keep praying for a peaceful resolution. There are difficult days ahead. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. We're on Facebook. Find a link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.